This year, Be'ezras Hashem will cover the Gemara from Chaf Amud Beis and Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. In today's shiur, we'll be discussing some very complicated halachos regarding Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibur HaChodesh, which is the main topic that we've been discussing up until now regarding how, in fact, we accept the testimony of the Edim and when they testify regarding whether or not the 30th day is supposed to be Rosh Chodesh or the 31st day is supposed to be Rosh Chodesh, and the distinctions between the knowledge of people in Eretz Yisrael and the knowledge of people in Bavel, that B'nai Bavel had to receive the word from Eretz Yisrael. And today we're going to be discussing the matter of Sod HaIbur, which involves a lot of complicated calculations with astronomy, and we'll do the best we can with the Gemara that we have in Rashi. So the Gemara reads from the top line, Amar Shmuel, Yachilna l'takune l'kula gola. He says, I have the capacity to be metakein and set up the days for when Rosh Chodesh will be for the whole B'nai Gola. This is known as Kviyas HaChodesh al-Pi Cheshbin, based on a calculation of when the Molad, of when the new moon is supposed to appear. So based on his own astronomical knowledge and mathematical calculations, Shmuel says, even without testimony from Edim, I have the capacity to be to do Kiddush HaChodesh al-Pi Cheshbon, which is what we do Bizman HaZeh. We know of Rosh Chodesh based on lunar and astronomical calculations. So Amrle, Abba, Avud Rabbi Samlai, the Shmuel. So Abba, Avud Rabbi Samlai said to Shmuel, Yada Mar Hai Milsa the Tanya B'Sod HaIbur. Are you aware of the halachos contained in Sod HaIbur? Sod HaIbur was this text that the Tanayim and Amorayim had access to, involving some of the complications and laws and nuances of Kiddush HaChodesh, and he wanted to know, do you know Sod HaIbur? And the text of Sod HaIbur reads as follows, Nolad Kodem Chatzos, O Nolad Acher Chatzos, that there's a distinction between the Yareach, the moon, if its Nolad appears before Chatzos of the day, or if its Molad appears after Chatzos of the day, and the Gemara will elaborate that is. Amrele Shmuel said to Abba, Lo, I don't know what this means. It's a very cryptic statement. We don't know what it means either. Amar lei, midaha lo yadamar, ika mil yachronais lo yadamar. If you don't know what this means, then it's bound to be that there are other things that you don't know either. So how can you be the one to mitakin Rosh Chodesh and all the lunar cycles for Kol B'nai Agola? Then the Gemara makes another statement, which we will elaborate on. Kisalik Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira made Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael. So Shalach Lehu, he sent his friends in Bavel two things that he learned in Eretz Yisrael about Rosh Chodesh. Two very important halachos. And the Gemara will elaborate on them at length. The first, Tzarech Shiehei Laila V'yam Min HaChadash. In order to properly determine that the day, either the 30th day or the 31st day, is in fact Rosh Chodesh, then the night before Rosh Chodesh and that day of Rosh Chodesh need to be days of the new moon cycle. In order to mekadesh that day as Rosh Chodesh, has to be the night before, and that day is in the tkufa, right, in the period of the new moon. So the nafka mina would be, if they saw the moon from the previous month in the night before, then they can no longer be mekadesh that day. So the day has to follow the night. This is a halach. We know that the day follows the night. The second halach, v'zusha amar abba avod rabbi simlai, what is this idea of nolad krom chatzos or nolad achar chatzos? What that means is mechashvenes toladato. We're able to create a cheshbon, a calculation of the molad itself. Nolad kodem chatzos biyadua shenira samach l'shkiyas hachama. If the molad takes place before chatzos, then we know that they'll see the new moon right before shkia of that day, meaning on the evening of the 30th day. Lo nolad kodem chatzos, but if the nolad takes place after chatzos, if the molad takes place after chatzos, biyadua shelo nira samach l'shkiyas hachama. It's impossible to see the new moon for the duration of that day, even before shkia. So Rabbi Zeir explains the following halacha. Insofar as when you're going to see the new moon, it depends on when the molad takes place. And the molad is literally the point in time when the new moon comes into being, when it first appears on the sky, even if it can't be seen by anybody. But the point is, if the molad happens before chatzos, midday of that day, before 12 o'clock, if it was an even sha'ot zmanios day, if it happens before midday, then you'll see it right before shkia of that evening. If it doesn't happen until after midday, after midday, sorry, you're not going to see it then. So Gemara says, "Lamai nafkamina, who cares?" So Gemara, we, after all, we don't do kish achorish al pi cheshbon. All these halachos, which are true bizman hazeh, apply to the kaviyas achoresh based on calculation. But we don't do that. We do based on the testimony of witnesses. Rav Ashi lakushay sahadeh. We need to know this information in order to properly contradict the testimony of witnesses. Because if Edom come and say they saw the moon on the 30th day before Shkia, so we'd have to know when the Mola took place. And we know if the Mola, we know, took place after Chatzos, then we know they're lying. In other words, the Tanayim, even in the time when they accepted Kish HaChoresh based on the testimony of witnesses, would do their fact-checking. And based on their knowledge of the molad, they would check out the details. And if given this halach of nolad korom chatzos biyadua shani or samach l'shkiyas hachama, they would be able to properly interrogate the testimony of the Eidim. Let's do some Rashi. Rashi diramaskil yachil melatikune. It's a second Rashi and chafim beis, three lines in the top from the top. I can be metakein, I can set up a system, Rashi says, below Ri'iyas Eidim, without the testimony of witnesses at all. Ki bakyani betoldos halavana vehilucha v'seder hamazalos. I'm an expert in the toldos halavana, the lunar cycle, and its path, and the constellations as well. Soida ibor b'raisa shenuya b'ramazim. It's a b'raisa that's taught in secretive language, in hints, in riddles. Nola kolam chatzos, ola achar chatzos. Kach shanui bo. This is what it says. V'remez ba'almahu lomar kodem chatzos chaluk mi nolad achar chatzos. It just teaches me, it's a remez that hints at the idea that if the molad takes place before chatzos, that's different than the molad taking place after chatzos. So, they were testing Shmuel's expertise. Yada mar machilukesh? Do you know? He says, I have no idea. So, what's going on? Kisalik Rabbi Zeira shalach lehu lechaveir of Shemabavel shnei dvarim shalamad kan. Two interesting chidushim that he learned in his time in Eretz Yisrael. Tzarech shei, chidush number one, tzarech shei laila v'yom min achadash. Hayom holich achar alayla. In halacha we say the day follows the night. Lios hayom min achadash shahaya bo leil shalafanav. In order to determine the status of a day in the monthly cycle, we say it follows the night before. Lamdeinu, that teaches us, she'im niris halavana hayishana mishachashecha yom etzrin v'tisha. If the levana appeared in the night sky of the old levana, even on the at the end of the 29th day, as it got dark, shehu leil shloshim, which is the night of the 30th day, ein makachim also yom shloshim. You can't do kiddush achodesh anymore. So Vim Tomar Rashi asks the question, Pshita de Mekachim, isn't that obvious? Shai lo tirah hachadasha biyom shloshim. After all, based on what the Gemara will say in a few lines, the whole 30th day, for the whole 24-hour period of the 30th day, you won't see the new moon. Or the whole day period of the 30th day. Tekaimelon esrim v'arba shai michsi sihara. That at the end of the lunar calendar of a month, and as the new lunar calendar is starting of the next month, there's a 24-hour period in which no moon is seen in the sky. So if that for a 24-hour period, no moon is seen in the sky, so if the moon was seen the night before, even of the old month, it's pasha that you can't be mekadesh the 30th day. So ishrich l'man d'amr ma'aymin ala edem ala chodesh, Shelo nira bismanu lekacho. It's still a chiddush according to the shita that we mentioned in the Gemara in Daf Chaf and Aleph that you could do iyum ha'edim. You could scare the edim into testifying about the chodesh shelo nira bismanu that hasn't been seen in its proper time to mekadesh it anyway. And the Gemara said according to one daya we can do iyum ha'edim to force them or convince them that, to testify in a way that will be advantageous for us even if it's in fact not yet the new moon. So for that sheet that we need to teach this halacha, v'ashmeinan, we still learn diim nireis hayishana b'layla eima ayman. If people can see the old moon in the night sky like before, suddenly we can't do iyum ayman because it looks like a joke. Shahakoro shalayla min achara sha'avar. Everybody knows that the layla is from the night before, from the chora sha'avar. V'zusha amar abba v'od rabbi simlai lifnei shmuel, that soda ibor, v'lo yada lefarsha machiluk beinod, kolom chatzos l'nol achar chatzos, and Shmuel didn't know the answer, ani mefarsha lachem. I'll tell you what it means. Mechashvin es molad halavana, nolad kolom chatzos, Hayom, if the molad takes place before Chatzos of that day, so then biyadua, you know, shenira hayom kodem shetishka achama. You'll see the moon that night before Shkia. Shein halavana miskasa b'nei Eretz Yisrael shehim b'marav el sheshaos achar chidusha mitoch kutna. Because the levana, as the Gemara will elaborate later on, is only covered over, can only not be seen for its first 6 hours in its new cycle. Again, we're talking about Eretz Yisrael, where we understand halacha, that they see the new moon first. So they only don't see the new moon for 6 hours, because it's so small. Shalavana la'olam b'shei shalos l'achar chidusha b'kerem ha'arabas jeromis v'niris lahem. Because Rashi, based on his astronomical understanding, it's a bit complicated or questionable whether or not this is true. But Rashi says that, for at least for our understanding, the Levana, for its first 6 hours of its creation, or of its new cycle, is always in the southwest corner of the sky, and therefore can be seen by Bnei Eretz Yisrael, who are in the western area of the world. If you view, again, the Chachmei HaTalmud looked at Bavel from the east, they viewed Bavel as the east part of the world, and Eretz Yisrael as the west part of the world. So if you take things from that perspective, so the Levana, when it's in its new state, appears in the night sky in Eretz Yisrael, and it's just not seen for 6 hours. Kodem, or following the molad, but in this after 6 hours following the molad, it can be seen in the night sky in the day, either the evening sky or the night sky in Eretz Yisrael. In which case, it can be seen if it, so long as the molad happens before Chatzos, and there's still 6 hours left in the day, it will be seen before Shkia. It will be seen before Shkia. Lo nolad ad achar Chatzos, if the molad doesn't take place until after Chatzos, biyadua shalli yirah hayom, you know for sure it won't be seen that day. Shehi ktana kol sheishos, because it's small for, it's still too, it's not visible for the first 6 hours of its creation, v'nalemes me'en kol, can't be seen by anybody. L'mayin afkamina, l'michshav, who cares? Hari al pi'idim anu mekachim. We do kiddush achor shal pi'idim, not al pi'cheshbon. To contradict the testimony of witnesses, if the molad takes place after chatzos, v'amru ra'inu hachadasha lefnei shkia sacham, they say, oh, we saw the new moon even before shkia, kilakadsho ayom, so they could do kiddush hachodesh that day. Eidei sheker heim, we know they're lying. Very good. Now the Gemara says something very complicated, so we need to go into it carefully. Amar Mizera, Amar of Nachman. About halfway through Chaf Amud Beis. Esrim v'arba shoy, the 24-hour period around when the Molad takes place, Michsi Sahara, the moon cannot be seen by anybody. What does that mean? Lididan, for the people who are in Bavel, that are on the eastern side of the world, how do you calculate those 24 hours? Shis me'atika, the last 6 hours of the old moon cycle, v'timni sari mechadasa, and the first 18 hours of the new moon cycle. Why? Because the new moon, the old moon for Rashi, we presume, at the end of its cycle, is always setting, it will appear in the eastern sky. So in the last 6 hours of that moon's period, and that becomes too small to be seen, it can't be seen by them anymore. And for the first 18 hours of the new moon cycle, it can't be seen by the Bnei Bavel at all, because it's going to appear for its beginning period in the western sky. But Lididhu, for Bnei Eretz Yisrael, it's the opposite. Shis mechadasa, the first 6 hours of the new moon, which we just mentioned before, they can't see. But so long after the first 6 hours of the new moon in its inception, then they can see it. Vitimni, sorry, May Atika, and they don't see the final 18 hours of the old moon, because the old moon of the previous month sets or ends Kielu in the eastern sky. And since they're in the west, they're going to only see the new moon when it appears for the first time in the western sky. So Rashi will explain the details. L'may nafkamina, who cares, again, what's the nafkamina of where that you can't see the moon for 24 hours, however you calculate it? Amar Vashi lachushe sahadeh. To contradict the testimony of witnesses, if they say that we saw the new moon and the old moon within 24 hours of each other, or within the same 24 hours, they must be lying. So what's this whole business of the 24-hour cycle? So again, this is the astronomical stuff. So Rashi explains, Chaf Dalet Sha'i Michsei Sehara. Samach L'chidusha, around the time of when it's coming into being, the new moon, Milafanav Umei Acharav, from before the Molad and after the Molad, Hi Miskasa Mina Ayin Misoch Kutna. Because it's so small, whichever moon whichever moon cycle you're focusing on, it's too small to be seen. So sheishos lifnei chidusha v'sheishos lachar chidusha. This, let's say you talk about the new moon. So 6 hours before, 6 hours after. For those 6 hours, and that's a 12-hour period, if you view before a molad and after the molad as part of the calculation, ne'alem es mikol adam. No one can see it. It's too small. Kodem lachen ula'achar mikain. Shteimesrei sha'os shehi b'mizrach nireis livnei mizrach v'lo livnei marav mitoch kutna. And for the 12 hours vis-a-vis the old moon, it can be seen. So 12 hours before, if you look at from the perspective of the old moon, so again, kodem lachen ula'achar mikain. If you add on 12 hours to the 18, or 12 hours to the 6, which gives you 18 plus 6, or 12 hours after the 6, which gives you 18 plus 6 in the other end. So, Shemes Eshrosh Shiva Mizrach, if you, the 12 hour period before these final 6 hours of its time, of the old moon, it can be seen, Nireis Libnei Mizrach, can be seen to the people in the eastern sky. V'lobnei Marav Mitoch Kutna, that entire 18 hour period, it's so small, vis-a-vis the people in the west, that they can't see it at all. So they, again, so it comes out for the people in the west, 18 hours from the old moon and 6 hours from the new moon, they can't see. Ukashi Mamarav, and for the first 12 hours after the 6, I mean the first 18 hours when it's in the western sky, Niris Libnei Marav, a little bnei Mizrach. So therefore, the people on the eastern sky, they won't see their own old moon for 6 hours and new moon for 18 hours. And the way it works, the moon before it appears for the first time starts off in the southeast sky. When it appears in the sky for the first time, in the southwest sky. And therefore, after 6 hours, it can be seen by the people in the west, but for another 12 hours, it can't be seen by the people in the east. So they need 18 hours to see the new moon. This is based on the Yesod, the foundation of Rabbi Sadia Gaon. That's where the astronomy comes from. Hilkach, kisha hayishana miskasa b'mizrach, when the new moon is covered over in the eastern sky for its final 6 hours, einach adasha nireis livnei mizrach ad chaftal chos. The new moon will not be seen for 24 hours from that period going forward. From this, ukishim miskasa mibnei marav. And when for the 18-hour period that the old moon is covered over for the Bnei Marav, in a chadash and nirsam achaftal shos, then the new moon can't be seen calculating those 18 hours for 24 more hours. So 18 hours from the old, 6 hours from the new. So l'didan libavel, the kayam in Mizrach for Bnei Bavel, or people who are in the eastern sky, miksaya shis me'atika. V'lo yoser, only 6 hours from the old moon and no more than that. Matam, Rashi explains to you why. The old moon before comes in before the new cycle. Bekaren deromis mizrachis. It's in the southeast sky, the corner of the southeast sky. Verono sabnei bavel hasmuch lemizrach. And only people see it. Only people can see it up until those 6 hours are the people who are on the furthest edge of the eastern sky. And even for the final 6 hours, because it's so small. For those final 6 hours, it can't be seen by them even. And within the final 6 hours of its new cycle, then it's in the southeast, southwest sky, within the first 6 hours of its new cycle. Veroan osa b'nei Eretz Yisrael hasmuch l'marav lo b'nei bavel. Eretz Yisrael, we're concerned, the western edge of the sky can see from their perspective, the new moon, so long as they're after 6 hours of its creation. V'chein kol yud b'shosh achar sheshos harishonos. And they can also see it for the following 12 hours, too. Harishim is b'ad, harishim is kasa chadashim b'nei bavel yud cheshos. But what will come out then is that from the Bnei Bavel, they couldn't see it for 18 hours at all. Ula'achar yud chashos, and after 18 hours, kvar gdola hi v'niris b'chol makom. That's big enough to be seen by everybody. So that's all from the Bnei Bavel. But lididhu, for the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, shis mechadasa, they don't see the new moon for its first 6 hours. Kimoshe pe Rashi, like Rashi just explained. Shil b'sof sheish niris l'bnei marav, because the people of Bnei Marav can see at the end of 6 hours. Vitim nasar me'atika, and they lose the last 18 hours of the old cycle. Kimosha pirashti shayashana besof tachlisa, the old moon of the previous month is always at the end of its cycle b'mizrach, in the eastern sky. V'chol shmona esrei shal shayashana mitoch kutna lo nireis b'marav, and for those that entire 18 hour period, it can't be seen in the western sky. Avakrom lachem, but before that, gedola haisa v'nireis l'merachok. It's big enough to be seen by everybody. Just like the new moon after 18 hours is big enough to be seen by everybody. So why do we care? Lachushe sahadeh, to contradict Edom who would lie. Im yomru, if they would say, Ra'inu ha'yishana v'ha'chadasha b'soch esim v'arba shaos, that we saw the old moon and the new moon within the same 24-hour period, sheker yidu, they're lying. Okay. Says the Gemara, Amar Mar. So next, now we're going into the second statement of Rabbi Zeira. Tzarech shiyehe laila v'yom min achadash. That, or this goes back to what we said, this goes back to the second statement of Rabbi Zeira. The first statement of Rabbi Zeira, sorry, that in order to do Kirsha Chodesh, the day and the night have to be of the new moon, meaning it can't just be it can't just be that the new moon appears during the day. It has to be from the night before. Minalan, what's the source? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, from Yom Kippur, it says, May Erev ad Erev, you fast from the evening to the evening. What does that teach me? That the fast really starts the night before. This is one of the Makoros, the sources that in Judaism, we follow the night. The day follows the night. So since Laila holich achar hayom, so we know that since yom holich achar alayla, sorry, since day follows the night, so we know that in order to do kirsha chodesh, the night before also has to be of the new moon cycle. Reish Lakish Amar, from a different pasuk from the chi of tit matza ad yom ha'echad ve'esrim lachodesh ba'erev. The pasuk says that we eat matzah on the first night of Pesach on the 14th day of Nisan, until the 21st day. What does that teach me? That teaches me that the Yom Tov ends at the end of the 21st day. So again, Yom Holich Achar Halayla, that the Yom has to follow the night before. And not that the night follows the day. So that we don't say that because the 21st day of Pesach is a holiday, then the night after Pesach is also a holiday. No, that's Motzah Yom Tov already. It goes up until the end of the day. And how would that work? Only if the day follows the night. So Reish Lakish again learns from Yom Kippur. Sorry, Rabbi Yochanan learns from Yom Kippur. Reish Lakish learns from Achilas Matzah. My Benayo, are there any nafkaminas between these sources? Abai Amar, no. Mashmo star Shemika Benayo. It's just about different ways to read these psukim. There's no nafkamina. There's no nafkamina lamaisa. Rava Amar. Rava argues. Chatzos Laila Ika Benayo. The status of Chatzos itself is a nafkamina. What do we mean? That according to, so the question is, what would happen if Adam were to come after Shkia, after Tzeis HaKochavim, but before Chatzos, and they testify that the new moon's in the sky, but the old moon, or let's go the other way. Let's say the old moon was seen in the sky at 8 o'clock at night before Chatzos, and the next day the new moon is seen in the sky. What's the din? Can you do Kirsha HaChodesh now? So it depends on if you treat the whole night before as the determining factor, that the day has to follow the entire night before, or if the day has to only follow up until after Chatzos of the night before. Why? Because if you hold like Rav Yochanan, that the limud is from where? From Yom Kippur. So the fast starts at Shkia. So the day of Yom Kippur follows the entire night before. In which case, even if the old month's moon is seen before Chatzos, that's not going to help you. And that's not going to help you because the day follows the entire night before. But if you hold like Reish Lakish, that's not true. Because the whole makor is from Achilas Matzah. And Achilas Matzah is only a chiyuv up until Chatzos. Why is a chiyuv Matzah up until Chatzos a chiyuv? Because it really follows the day before it insofar as the chiyuv Korban Pesach. So in a unique sense, the first half of Pesach night actually is not the night triggering the day, it's the night following the day. In which case, for our halacha of Kish HaChodesh, where the day follows the night, we would only be concerned about the second half of the night, and that would actually be an afkamina between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. And Rashi explains. Rashi de Ramaschil ad Erev Tish Bisu, it's about four lines down the wide lines. Lamanu shayom olichachar alayli yimoados, that teaches me that the day follows the night with respect to the holiday cycle. Ad yom ha'achad vesrim ba'erev. Lamanu yitzias ha'moed be'erev, that the moed ends at night. Hare shahalach hayom achar alayla. That and Reish Lakish learns from Pesach the fact that the Yom Tov ends at Shkia at night teaches me that the day follows the night, because otherwise you'd say the night after should also be a Yom Tov. Chatzos halayli kabinayu. Rashi explains mandi lof yom kippurim holich achar tchilas halayla, the beginning of the night. Tichsiv me erev ad erev, it's a full evening. Ludidei, according to that shita, im nires hayishana afilu betzchilas leil shloshim shuvin achodesh miskayish biyom shloshim. If you were to see the new moon, even the beginning of the 30th night, the chodesh couldn't be miskadesh again, because it couldn't be miskadesh at that point because you already lost that night. Ulamandi yalef mimatzos, but if you learn from matzah, ain't a yom holich achar Tchilas halayla. It doesn't follow the beginning of the night before. Shem v'chatzos layla harishon shal pesach ayom ha'echad v'esrim achilas matzah rishos. Because from chatzos of the first night until the end of the 21st day, eating matzah is voluntary. U'bevad shalo yochal chametz, so long as you don't eat from chametz. Kidam rinan b'shili ha'arei psachim, like the Gemara says on psachim daf kuf chaf. V'chatzos layla rishon chaluk mehem. And the Chatzos of the first evening up until Chatzos, from Shkia until Chatzos of the first evening, is distinguished from that. V'nimshach ima Pesach hanishchad ba'arba asar. Sha'matzah na'achalas ima chova. It's really the one exception, or one of the exceptions we have to this rule of, we don't say yom holich achar layla. Really, it's here, layla holich achar yom. It's drawn after the Korban Pesach, which was shechted earlier that day, and the matzah is really comes in the footsteps of that. Udidei, according to this Manda Amar, who learns up from Matzah, afilu nires hayishana b'tchilas halayla, even if the yishana is seen at the beginning of the night, ma'aymin l'machar ala edim lomar reyinuhu, we can scare off the edim and about who want to testify and say they even saw the new moon already. Im tzrich l'ana l'kadsho b'yom shloshan l'harchik yom ha-kippur mishabes, if given the considerations of making Yom Kippur and Shabbos not fall back to back, we would scare them in such a situation into testifying that way. Okay. Four lines from the bottom of the Gemara. I'm Rabbi Zeir, I'm Rav Nachman. Kol Sveika. If there's ever a suffix, this is one of the sources for 2 days of Yantif, for B'nai Chutzlaretz. If there's ever a suffix, when Bezdin was Mekayish the Chodesh, if it was on the 30th day or the 31st day, and we don't know when Rosh Chodesh was, and therefore we don't know when to make a Yantif, L'kamesha dinan, we assume that they were Mekayish the Chodesh a day late, so we keep a second day of Yantif. That's where a two-day Yantif perhaps might come from. We don't say that maybe the Bezdin was Mekayish the Chodesh on the 29th day. We assume Bezdin was Mekayish the Chodesh on the 31st day. So we keep 2 days of Yantif. Lememra, this teaches me, the Chamesar v'shitzar avdinam, for let's say Sukkot or Pesach, it's the 15th and the 16th. Our Besar lo avdinam, we don't do the 14th to assume that maybe we're a day off behind and therefore Yantif should even be the day before. So the Gemara asks, v'le avin nami our Besar, there's a reason to even do for the 14th, because delma chasru la'av, maybe they have back-to-back Chodesh Chaser. Av was a Chodesh Chaser. it was really a 29-month. And Ella was a Chorosh Chaser, that was really a 29-month. So what would happen was like this. When we thought Av was a full month, so our Rosh Chodesh Av was a day behind. And then we thought Elul was also a full month, so our Rosh Hashanah was a day behind. So what would come out then is that we should maybe be concerned for the day before. So to a Nisan, maybe Chodesh Shvat was a 29-day month, we thought it was a 30-day month. Maybe Chodesh Adar was also 29 month. We thought it was a 30 month. So we'd be off by a full day. So we should keep the 14th day Misafek and keep a 3-day Antif. 14th, 15th, 16th. Not the 3-day Antif where 2 days Antif following the Shabbos, but a natural 3-day Antif. So the Gemara says, turn the page, Chaf Aleph Min Aleph. The Gemara says, you don't have to be worried about that. Trei Yachi Chasirei Kala Islahu. To have two back-to-back months that are Chodesh Chaser, people would hear about that. That's so uncommon, so they would know. So in which case, we don't have to be Choshesh to keep from the 14th, the 15th, and the 16th. Okay. Let's see Rashi, the bottom of Chaf, the base. Rashi, 4 lines from the bottom. Kol Sveika, L'Kamesha Dinon. Any suffix gets thrown on to the next day. Eino Tzrichim L'Hakdim Pesach. O Sukkos B'Yodalid L'Yom Shloshim Shel Adar V'Shel Elul Machma Safek. We don't need to be Machdim the Yom Tov of Pesach or Sukkos from the 14th already given the for 14 days after the 30th day of Adar, the 30th day of Elul Machma Safek. Shema Kidshu Beznes Achodesh B'Yom Esrim V'Tisha. Maybe Beznes Nikish Achodesh on the 29th day. Aval Tzrichim Anu Lasos Yom Tov Sheni B'Yom Tez Zayim Misafek. But this is the idea of Yom Tov Sheni. Maybe to make Yom Tov Sheni Misafek. Shema Ivru Beznes Es Adar. Maybe Beznes was Ma'aber Chodesh Adar, made it a full month, a 30-day month. V'Kavu Nisam B'Yom Shloshim V'Echad. And we're a day behind. Or we're a day ahead. V'Chein Ba'el. Remember the chamesar v'shitzar b'nichusa, meaning that makes sense in a pleasant way. The Gemara is not asking a question. Klomash minan Rav Nachman achi. That's exactly what Rav Nachman teaches us. But the Gemara asks, Doma chasru l'av v'nimtzis yom ha-kipurim yom esrim v'tisha be'elu shalanu she'ibarnu es av ha'yom shloshim shalahem v'kavu bu Rosh Hashanah. It comes out that our 29th day, v'nimtzis yom esrim v'tisha be'elu shalanu, our 29th day of Elul she'ibarnu es av, because we made av a chodesh malei, and it should have been a 29-day month, and then 29 days later, they made el chodesh chaser, ha'yom shloshim shalahem, was already the 30th day of their chodesh el, because we were another day behind, v'kabal v'rosh Hashanah, v'chein le'in nisan, dilma chasru l'shvat, and adar as well. And then we're a day behind. So turn the page. Trei Yarchei Chasirei Kala Islehu. The Teves Chisri Manav Shach Kiser Alavana Be'echamad Echad Chaser. Because Teves is always Chodesh Chaser. So it would require 2 months in a row to be Chodesh Chaser. Vim Isa Chasru L'Shvat Kfar Yatza Akol Lefnei HaPesach. Already, it really ends up being 3 months that are Chaser in a row. But already, a month before Pesach, you already know there were 2 months that were Chaser in a row. And even people in the Gola, in the Golas who are wouldn't the Shluchei Bezdin wouldn't reach by Chodesh Nisan, they would hear about this kind of news. Why? Because Tam was always Chaser anyway. So that Tam was an Av or back to back Chodesh Chaser would have been big news. So everybody would have heard about it, and therefore we wouldn't have to be concerned about that. Okay. Says the Gemara, the top line of Chaf Aleph Amin Aleph. Levi ikla leBavel b'chadasar b'tishrei. Levi visited Bavel on the 11th day of the month of Tishrei. That according to the Cheshbon of the Bnei Bavel, the way they calculated the month, and they hadn't heard from the Shluchim who came from Eretz Yisrael, so they had some kind of Chishuv HaChodesh as well. 30 days before Chodesh Elul, because we assume 30 days after Chodesh El, because we assume based on the Rove that Ein Mekadesh is Chodesh El. This is what we saw before on the Gemara and Daf Yates. So they kept Yom Kippur on what they thought the 10th day was, and they were holding by the 11th day. So Omar, he said, Basin Tavshila de Bavloi Biyoma Rabba de Marava. The food of the Bavloyim is very tasty on what is in fact Yom Kippur for the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. Meaning the Bnei Bavel are eating delicacies on a day that's actually Yom Kippur. Because that happens to be that year, even though we generally assume Ein Ma'abrim Chodesh Elul, that year worked out that way. That they did it Ibra Chodesh and Chodesh Elul, so they were a day ahead, not a day behind. In which case, they kept Yom Kippur on the wrong day. And they were eating on the day that was Yom Kippur. Amri Leh. So Bnei Bavel said to him, Ashed, give us Eidos that there was Ibra Chodesh in Yerushalayim, and then we'll keep Yom Kippur today as well. Amruluhu, lo shamati mipi bezdin mekudosh. I wasn't there when bezdin say mekudosh achodesh. This is something that we'll see. We've seen this before. We'll see it again. That bezdin announced mekudosh achodesh. So I wasn't there. And in the months of Nisan and Tishrei, the shluchim don't go out unless they heard mekudosh. So since I wasn't there, I can't testify about it. In which case, you're right, you don't have to listen to what I say, or I can't prove it. Let's go through Rashi. The first Rashi on Chafal, the second Rashi on Chafal from Medalif. Basim Tavshila de Bavloi, Achlu Lechem Lemadonim B'Yom HaKippurim Sheberet Yisrael. They're eating very tasty food on the day that's in fact Yom Kippur in Eretz Yisrael. Shai Bezdin Ibra Sachodesh, because Bezdin did Ibra Chodesh that month, V'Hayim Misanim, and they were fasting. Asid v'nakbil aleinu v'nikabil aleinu. Sorry, v'lo nochal. We'll accept it on ourselves, and we won't eat. He says no. Lo shamati mipi bezdin mekudosh. Lo aid lachem. I can't testify. Tamin lo kama mikpirkan. The Gemara in Chafal from the Beis says al kulan shluchim yotzim mi ba'erev. For all these months, when the shluchim go out, they go out from the evening time. Kigon. Im lo kadshuhu biyom shloshim. If they didn't do kishachosh on the 30th day, so yotzim ha-shluchim le'erev, the shluchim go out by the evening, lomar me'ubar, who tell people it was a full month, it was a chodesh me'ubar. Aval al nisa v'tishrei, afa pishi yodim, shi kadshu le'machar biyom lamed aleph. Shari ein Rosh Hashanah nidcha l'shloshim v'shnayim. Rosh Chodesh, sorry, nidcha l'shloshim v'shnayim. So even if they know it's going to be that Kish HaChodesh is going to be on the 31st day, because it can't be a 32-day month, it's not going to be pushed off to the 32nd day, because you can't have a 31-day month. Afilu hachin yotzim ad shish m'pivazim mekudash. There's a rule, they couldn't go out and announce to the Bnei Agola unless they heard the words mekudash from the Bezdin themselves. V'ani, and I, myself, Levi, lo shamati mipi bezdin. I didn't hear it from the bezdin. Shalayisi makom sheyashu sanhedrin sham. I wasn't there. If I wasn't there, I can't say anything about it. Oh. The Gemara, five lines from the top, continues. Machos Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan made the following proclamation. Kol hecha de matu shluchei nisan, v'lo matu shluchei tishrei. Any place where the shluchim for Chodesh Nisan will get there, but the shluchim of Chodesh Tishrei won't get there, because for Chodesh Nisan there's extra time. They can go for 2 weeks, but Chodesh Tishrei, there's Yom Kippur, there's Shabbosim, there's Rosh Hashanah, they're going to miss time. So the rule is, le'avdu trei yomei, that they keep 2 days of Yantif, because they don't know when Kiddush HaChodesh took place in the Bezdin. This is the source for keeping 2 days of Yantif, Bizman HaZeh. Gezeira Nisan atu Tishrei, and even though they would get there by Nisan, so we're gozer Nisan atu Tishrei, gezeira derabanan atu Tishrei, where they wouldn't get there. Okay, that's the rule. Rashi explains dematu derasal dematu shluchei Nisan. The shluchei Nisan would reach there. Shebezdin shulchim lagola. Bezdin would send the shluchim to the exile. Lo dia yom shekadshuhu. Tell them the day when the Kiddush HaChodesh took place. And they would go straight for 2 weeks to get there up until Pesach. V'chein b'tishrei ad Sukkos, and by Tishrei until Sukkos as well. Chutz mishabbos v'yom tovim shelo nitnu lichal shluchim, except for Shabbos and Yantif, which you couldn't do, which you can't desecrate if you're the shluchim. Kitani b'pirkim al kriyasam atam mechalel v'atam mechal al kiyumam. That with respect to, in order for the Bezdin to actually do Kishah Chodesh, so the Eidim can be Mechal Shabbos to get to Bezdin, but then to go out, the Shluchim, they can't be Mechal Shabbos. Lefichach, even the minimal Chodesh Shabbos that the Eidim can do. Lefichach, Shluchay Nisa Magim Lemakom She'en Shluchay Tishra Magim. So the Shluchay Nisa have more of a reach, they can get to more places than the Shluchay Tishrei could ever get. Shari ain Yom Tovim main time la'akvim, because there are no Yom Tovim in the beginning of Nisan holding them back. Ubit Tishrei Yish Rosh Hashanah V'yom HaKippurim She'en Shluchim Olchem Adar Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, they can't go. So le'avdu treyome, so they have to keep 2 days of Yantif. Treyome tave V'afal pishi gidu l'ham ha'shluchim Yom kviyu. So even though the Shluchim told them when in fact the days would be, so even though And in Nisan, this really wasn't necessary. So it's Gezeira from Tishrei atu Nisan. Gezeira Nisan atu Tishrei. Shim tanhigim lasos b'Nisan yom echad. He's letting them keep just one day of Yantif in Nisan. Yinhago came at Tishrei. They're going to be Noah that way in Tishrei as well. Shalom api shluchim. Not with the shluchim at all. Pam she told they're going to make mistakes. The Gemara continues. Seven lines from the top. Rabbi Aibu bar Nagare, Rabbi Chia bar Abba, who are Taminim of Rav Yochanan, Ikalahu Asra Davi Matu Shluchei Nisan, Vila Matu Shluchei Tishrei, V'Avdi Chad Yoma. They went to a town that the Shluchei Nisan would reach, and the Shluchei Tishrei did not reach, and they only kept one day of Pesach, Vila Amru Luhu V'Loi Midi. And they didn't say anything against them, even though they were Taminim of Rav Yochanan, and that wasn't Rav Yochanan's Shita. Shamar Rabbi Yochanan v'ikbid. Rabbi Yochanan heard and he got very upset at them. Amr lehu, lav amr lehu, did I not tell you? Heicha de matu shluchay nisan, v'lo matu shluchay tishrei, lav de treyom egzera nisan tu tishrei. I told you already, that's the halacha. So they should have said something about it. Rava lived in Bavel. Rava, haviragel davi yasev etanisa treyomei. He was knowing to keep 2 days of Yom Kippur. Because he didn't know maybe Bezdin was Ma'abra Chodesh Elul, and Elul was in fact a 30-day month, and they were a day ahead. So they should keep 2 days of Yom Kippur. Zimna Chada Ishtakach Kavasei. Happened one time that he was right, that Bezdin was Ma'abra Chodesh Elul, and he kept 2 days of Yom Kippur. So Rav Nachman, another story, Yasev Betanisa Klu Yom Kippur. Rav Nachman observed Yom Kippur on the day that he thought Yom Kippur was supposed to be. Le'urta, that night, Asahu Gavra, somebody came in, Amarle Lemachar Yom Rav Marava, tomorrow's Yom Kippur in Eretz Yisrael. I mean, Bezdin did Ibra Chodesh for the 30th for Elul, and we're a day ahead, so you have to fast again. Amar le mehechaat, where are you coming from? Amar le midamraya, I'm coming from damraya. Amar le dam teachriso, you're gonna kill me. I can't fast for 2 days straight. Meaning there's gonna be my ending will be an ending of blood. So kari ale, Rav Nachman said about that man, kalim hayu rodfeinu, that our oppressors were light-footed. He was very upset. Now he's going to have to keep 2 days of Yom Kippur in a row. Very difficult. So the Gemara, Rashi explains, Rabbi Aibu, Rabbi Chia bar Abba, Tamini de Rabbi Yochanan Hayu. They were students of Rabbi Yochanan, Vishamu Mipiv, and they heard this halacha from him, Lekach Hikpi Kinegdom, so he got very upset then for not upholding his Shita. Avdu Yom Echad, B'nei HaMakom, and they kept only one day of Pesach. Yosef B'tanisa Treyomei, Im Leilo Sam, they would keep literally a 48-hour fast with the night before. Shemar Ibru Beznes HaChodesh V'yom Echad Asar Shalanu Kwasir Shalahen, and our 10th day is really the 11th day. We don't do this anymore, obviously. We only keep one day of Yom Kippur. So Dam Teachri, so Hareini Meis HaYalcha, I'm going to be you're going to be the death of me, chas v'shalom. Shetaz ki keni, you're forcing me, lis'anos beis yom v'beis leilos, to fast two straight days. Dam te'achriso, no trikon shel dam raya. So dam raya, she's making a play on words, is the same thing as dam te'achriso. Okay. Says the Gemara Vayter, Shalach le'rav hu nebar avin le'rav, Rav hu nebar avin said the following to Rava, kad chazes demashkot kufas teves ad shitzar benisan. If you see the tkufas teves, again, the year is broken up into four tkufos, four solar periods, that the tkufas teves is being nimshach, is being extended, and will be extended until the 16th of Nisan, and only by the 16th of Nisan, tkufas Nisan will start. There are four tkufos again. And because the solar calendar is not aligned with the lunar calendar, there's sometimes a gap between the two of them. So sometimes tkufas Nisan will start way after Nisan. So what should you do? Abra lahu shata. You should do an Ibur Shana, add an extra month. Add a month of Adar. Velo techoshla. And don't be worried about this. Meaning, it happens to be, this has to be the halacha. Dechsev, shamor eschoresh ha'aviv. You're supposed to keep the spring season, the month of Pesach. Shamor aviv, shatkufa, shehe bechoresh Nisan. You have to keep the tkufas ha'aviv, the spring season, that Chodesh Nisan should already have the Tkufas Nisan in it. That the Tchilas Chodesh Nisan of the lunar calendar should be also when the Tkufas Nisan takes place as well. So Rashi explains as follows. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, "Ki chazes de mashkat kufas teves ad shitzar benisan." If you see that kufas teves is being extended into the 16th of Nisan, she'in kufas Nisan ofalas ad yom tezayin. That the tkufas Nisan won't start until the 16th day of Nisan. The kaimalon we pass in the yomat tkufa matzchil, that the day of the tkufa is when the tkufa starts. Kerab Yosi Damar Hachi Parakam in Sanhedrin. That's Rabbi Yosi Shita in the beginning of Sanhedrin. Nimtes tkufas teves moshaches ad shitzar benisan velo ad bechlal. That's going to extend until the 16th of Nisan. Abra la yishata. Do an Ibur Shana. Do an extra month. Ka'achirim. The Isluas Svar Parakam in Sanhedrin, which follows the view of the Achirim, even though they're a Das Yachid. Velo Techoshla. And don't be concerned, Lememar Yechidahi, Velo Navi Kavasav. They're a Das Yachid, a standalone, a singular Shita, and we can't follow them. Elevane Ka'achirim Navi, the Misayelu Kra, the Zariah from the Pasuk, the Chsiv Shamor Eskoresha Aviv, Shei Bechidush, that should be the new Tkufa, should already be in the month when Nisan comes in. The Aviv, who yomed Tkufas Nisan, Shenisan Shalcham and Nichnas Bo. Aviv refers to the day of the Tkufas Nisan when it starts. Shenisan Kari Aviv, Ashen Bishla Tzvua, because Nisan is called Aviv, which refers to the ripening and the new crop. Ubishla Tzvua, Eino Alechashbona Shalcham. And Bishla Tzvua, the ripening of the crop, only takes place based on the calculation of the solar year. Shakayetz Vachoref, Acharchashbona Chalim, because the seasons, summer and winter, are based on the solar cycle. And the Torah tells you that it has to be in its new cycle. And the Lashon of Chidush also only ends up referring to the lunar cycle, when it, in the beginning of the month of Nisan, comes into a new cycle. So what is it? What comes out? Rashi explains. Vashmi ankra she Nisan shel chama besoch yudal yom lemoar halavana she adai mechidush halavana. That within the 14 days of the beginning of Chodesh Nisan, from its molad, Tkufas Nisan must start. Timiom yudal ve'elach yishanehi. Because for the first 14 days of the month, it's the new moon. After the 14 day period, it's already the old moon. V'ilu ha'et Tkufas Nisan yom tezvav. And if Tkufas Nisan happened on the 15th day itself, so it's right on, you hit it right on the edge. Lo hainu tzrichin la'aberes hashana. We wouldn't need to add a whole month. We'd add one day to Adar. Rashi says, Elan Aber Adar, V'nidches Nisan Yomecha, V'tipat Kufa B'yom Yadal. The Kufa would fall within the first 14 days of Nisan. Avakshiba B'yom Tazayim B'Nisan, then Ibur Adar won't help you. Lo Dailan B'Ibur Shal Adar. Because you're gonna still be off one day. It's still not going to happen within the first 14 days. It's going to happen within the first 15 days, and now you're stuck. V'tzricha Hashan Elis Aber, so you need a whole new month. V'tipot kufa b'adar sheni, and then the tkufa will start off in adar sheni. V'nimtza nishan shalchama moshech b'so chorosh nisan alavana. Therefore, nisan of the solar cycle of nisan will come out in the lunar cycle of nisan as well. Hachim v'farshim l'am b'sanhedrin. This is what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. Aliba da'achirim. According to the Achirim, t'chimatya b'tesvav ma'abrin es adar, that if we know, based on our calculations, that the Kufas Nisan will start on the 15th day of Adar, we add a day to Adar, v'chimatya b'tesvav to reach the 16th day of Adar, ma'abrin es ashana, we add a whole month. Shamur av shot kufa. You have to keep the av of the Kufa itself. T'hainu Nisan shalchama shei b'chidosh Nisan halavana. That should be with the new Tkufas halavana should align with the new Tkufas halavana. Says the Gemara, Armelu Rav Nachman, lahanoch nechuse yama. For those that are seafarers, they go down to the ocean. Atun d'lo yadisu b'kiviyas adiyircha. So you don't know when we were koveh the chodesh, because you're on the ocean. So what should you do for how to keep your yom tovim? How should you set your calendar? What should you do? Ki chazisu sahara demashlim lioma. If you see the moon go up until the morning, meaning that the moon shines the entire night, and only as netachama comes in, the moon can't be seen anymore. So then you know you're in the middle of the month. Because in the middle of the month, the moon is a high moon, and it shines the entire night. So you know you're on the 15th day of the month. So you know that, let's say you're in the month of Nisan, you know that today is Pesach. So, Biyaruch Amira, you should do Biyaruch Amitz. So the Gemara asks the question, well, you're a day late on Biyaruch Hametz. Emas Mashlim, when is the day in which the moon is high in the sky and shines the entire night, that's a full moon the whole night? Bechameser, only on the 15th. Vanan Merabeser Mevarim, we do Biyaruch Hametz as far as we know on the 14th, before Pesach comes in. So what are the Nechusei Yama supposed to do? They don't know when the 14th is. For the people who can see the entire expanse of the sky, the seafaring people, so it's already a full moon on the 14th. So really, apparently they have a different view of the sky, which makes sense. So right by the 14th, they can see the moon, in which case they can already do Bir Chametz from then. Rashi in the bottom of Chafal from an Aleph, Sihara de Mashlim Lioma Shayerach Mashlim Meoro Im Hanetzachama, that with the Netzachama the moon shines the entire night up until Netzachama, Sheino Machshich Ad Shastricha, that doesn't get darkened until the sunrise of the next day. We'll stop here.